You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Kelly's here with the news.
Yeah, and coming up, not only do I have the Lambo story, but who was drunk in public down at the oceanfront and the new Twitter prompt. It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. That little accident you just had could be worth big money. Huffman and Huffman has earned their clients over $100 million. Call them today at 422-HELP before you call anyone else. So yeah, traffic at the downtown tunnel is good to go this morning so far. Even though there was that bad wreck there last night, a Lambo wreck. Two people were in a Lamborghini. They are in the hospital right now following the crash. Now, we don't have too many other details about what happened, except that they crashed up their Lambo and that it was just before 1 a.m., not affecting traffic. Because of that, Sean just popped up on my screen saying traffic is bad there right now. It would be for a different reason. It is not because of the Lamborghini crash.
There's an accident on the Berkeley Bridge.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not due. Okay. They cleaned up the Lamborghini crash. It was clean between, 1 a.m. and when the accident on the Berkeley happened.
We just talked to the guy. He just reported it, literally.
Mm-hmm. Now, also around here, two school district employees were arrested in Virginia Beach. Social studies teacher Christopher Weldy and learning support staff employee / varsity girls track coach Benjamin Gambrell, both from Athens, Pennsylvania. They're in that school district.
Yeah.
They were arrested in Virginia Beach while they were chaperoning a senior trip.
Oh, no.
Charged with being drunk in public, using profanity, and they were apparently supposed to be watching the students at the time that they were drunk in public and using profanity.
So how big of a D-bag do you have to be to get the cops to actually arrest you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's going
on? You're talking
what's
to
happening?
Me. The police are, you're being an a-hole. The police are called. They're like, look, calm down. You're in from out of town. Mm-hmm. You're on a work trip.
Yeah, and one of these guys, by the way, also served as the advisor for Students Against Destructive Decisions. SAD is the name of the group, which, quote, envisions a world in which young people make positive decisions that advance their health and safety.
There are trees of green, red roses, too.
So we know that the district superintendent says that he was immediately alerted to the arrests, and he added that there were a total of 4 chaperones on the trip and 24 students, none of whom were involved in the incident. The superintendent said, we don't discuss personnel issues because we always assume innocence until guilt is proven or wrongdoing is proven.
Right.
He did say that the senior trip did have a bit of a hiccup on the way back to Athens as the bus that was carrying the students lost its air conditioning. And one student had a non-emergency medical issue.
Wow.
But added that despite the incidents, all students on the trip made it back home, quote, safe and sound. The kids had a great time, he said.
The kids had a great time. Yeah.
Watching Mr. Weldy.
And the other guy drunk and cursing at everyone.
Yes.
That's just great. They'll always have those memories. That's what's wonderful about that.
It's true.
Broken bus, no air conditioning. That's a long ride. Because,
It
was only like 90 yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what day. I don't know when this
It occurred, was over the so. Weekend, but it was still warm over the weekend.
It was warm.
So,
I was in a really, really bad Mexican restaurant last night that had no air conditioning.
Ooh,
yeah,
yikes.
It was Stinko de Mayo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I don't know who I was sitting around, but we actually had to get up and move because somebody was letting the whiffers fly to a point where we changed tables.
Yikes.
To get away from the cloud. Yeah. I mean, it was like, oh, my God. This either that or we're near the open garbage.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? It had that kind of decayed, bad bag of spinach.
I don't know which one I would rather it be. That's what went through my head. Like, which one do I prefer? Would I rather be smelling somebody's farts or rather the garbage?
I think you want to go fartless these days.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be that close to anybody else anyway.
It's true.
Yeah, true.
Gross.
Here, you smell your farts wafting over in the unair-conditioned, quasi-Mexican atmosphere.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, it sucked.
Love it.
It was really, yes. Dude, it was just so not good.
Yeah.
Just not.
Not the Cinco de Mayo you were expecting.
No, you know what it was? They went out of their way to get ready for the big Cinco de Mayo. This is like trying to go to a sports bar on Super Bowl Sunday. You better have this set up in advance. So, like you ordered a margarita and it was probably made in a Gatorade jug. Because they, we all came in early so that we could just make all the stuff and have it ready to go. And everything just was kind of half-assed.
Aww.
Yeah, and I'm not a complainer like that usually.
No, you're not.
It's like, wow, dude, this doesn't even taste like a margarita. It tastes like an Orange Crush. Are you sure? Anyway.
We poured it from the red Gatorade
first
jug.
First world,
so.
Baby. First world. You know what I mean?
I know. All right. Well, elsewhere, the news came down yesterday that Facebook's independent oversight board had upheld the indefinite suspension of former President Donald Trump from Facebook and from Instagram. Now, interestingly, they're not using the word ban there. It is an indefinite suspension. Here's what they said. The board ruled that Facebook must examine the arbitrary penalty of the indefinite suspension it imposed and decide appropriate penalty within 6 months. Are you ready to hear from this guy? This guy is on the board that ruled on this Facebook ruling, okay? I don't think it's Cliff Andrews, but...
Our decision this morning is relatively simple and straightforward. First, we agree that Facebook had sufficient justification to remove Mr. Trump's January 6th posts for violation of the policy against praising or encouraging violent actors. Second, we agree that Facebook had sufficient justification to suspend Mr. Trump's account, at least for the duration of what the Department of Homeland Security called a, quote, heightened risk of violence. But we hold that it was improper, that is to say, in violation of Facebook's own rules, as well as generally accepted principles of freedom of expression, for Facebook to make that suspension indefinite.
Yeah, so not Cliff Andrews, but maybe like a cousin or something.
Yeah, or the guy that tells you what time the movies are playing.
Yeah.
Hey, you've called movie phone.
So I keep reading that they're going to reassess in six months, like see if he's allowed back at that point. Facebook kicked the president at the time back in January, blocking his access to Facebook and Instagram accounts over concerns that his words could incite violence and unrest after the siege on the Capitol on January 6th. Mm-hmm. Former President Trump did release a statement of his own after the announcement. He said, quote, what Facebook, Twitter and Google have done is a total disgrace and embarrassment to our country. Free speech has been taken away from the president of the United States because the radical left lunatics are afraid of the truth. But the truth will come out anyway, bigger and stronger than ever before. Now, he did launch a blog page earlier this week, a new section of his website containing posts from the desk of Donald J. Trump. And this does come after Twitter banned Trump's account back in January as well, citing the risk of further incitement of violence. He was also banned from other social media platforms, Snapchat, Reddit, YouTube as well.
Well, free speech is a misnomer. Free speech is not guaranteed in private world. That's a private business. It's called Facebook. It's not the United States of America versus you. So it's not a free speech issue. Not as we understand it, like a First Amendment kind of a free speech issue.
Yeah.
But by the same, Facebook has a kind of a unique place in society because of its being so pervasive. And they enjoy certain protections. All these online people do. They enjoy certain protections that hold them harmless from some of the content that's posted up there. Well, Congress, in the last year or so, has tried to make them become more responsible, like by saying, look, you have a role in this thing. If someone is talking about a violent plot, you need to do something about that. You're not just a bulletin board where people hang stuff. This was the argument about, in a different way, back in the day with, what was the original music sharing service?
Napster.
Yeah. We just provide a platform. What the people do on our platform is, you know, that's up to them. Well, you're kind of involved. So this is kind of a messy deal. I loved the way that Twitter came back. Twitter kind of clapped on Facebook. Twitter says, we don't have a board because we'll be responsible for our own decisions. In other words, we'll answer for our own decisions. We're not going to get some independent third party to come in and take the heat. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like a cheap shot. It's like, why do that? But apparently they don't get along either.
Well, there is something new with Twitter.
Yeah. By the way, let me get this in here while I have a moment. The accident in the HRBT is coming from Hampton, coming to the south side. And we got a note from our friend at VDOT that they're talking about doing a diversion where they're going to take you off the highway. So don't go that way. Don't go that way. Don't even chance it.
Yeah.
Monitor Merrimack, James River Bridge, whatever it happens to be. But they're looking at setting something up here in the next few minutes. So just we'll keep you up to date as we go along. Go ahead. Back to you.
Good to know. There is something new with Twitter, though. Twitter will now ask you to think twice before you send a mean tweet. This started yesterday. They announced it, and it was like an immediate. A prompt will pop up that will encourage you to pause and reconsider a potentially harmful or offensive reply before you hit send. This won't pop up for every single tweet, just the ones that their algorithm or whatever it is, their AI thinks could be mean. And it's not exactly clear what is considered a mean tweet. In its blog post announcing the decision, the company didn't share any examples of words or phrases. I mean, they saw what happened with the neighborhood app when they tried that. So they didn't share any of the phrases that would catch the attention of its internal censors, that according to the rap. But they also asked Twitter directly for some examples, and Twitter declined. But what they did say in the blog is about what's incorporated into the system that determines when to send a prompt. Here's what those suggestions are. Consideration of the nature of the relationship between the author and replier, including how often they interact. For example, if two accounts follow and reply to each other often, there is a higher likelihood that they would have a better understanding of preferred tone and communication. So,
thanks for the guidance.
Yeah. Adjustments to our technology to better account for situations in which language may be reclaimed by underrepresented communities and used in non-harmful ways. Improvement to our technology to make more accurately detecting strong language, including profanity, and creating an easier way for people to let us know if they found the prompt helpful or relevant. They did this already in testing, and they said the feature did show promising results. 34% of people revised or decided just not to tweet at all.
Isn't that why most people even have these accounts anymore? Is to be critics of everything? You know? Most of the stuff I see is mean. A great deal of it.
Yeah. Most of the stuff I see is the couple of my friends, the people that I follow that wake up super early in the morning and then just click through naked chicks.
On Twitter?
I'm scrolling it because I follow a lot of news people as well. So, you know, I follow to see what's new popping up on the Associated Press or in traffic or whatever. Because, you know, it populates constantly. Like, there will be a new tweet from the Associated Press like every other minute.
Yeah.
So I can get the latest on what's going on all morning long. But in between that, I'm looking also at boobs and other things that my friends have liked. It'll be like, so-and-so like this. And then it's the most vulgar picture I've seen in 3 days since the last time that person got up early and started liking things.
Nice.
But they said users sent out 11% fewer offensive replies after they were hit with the prompt. So it's working.
In a world of biting sarcasm, does the prompt understand sarcasm?
Yeah.
As a form of humor, or do they just see it as a mean drill right into somebody's forehead?
Yeah, you know? I don't know about all that. But I can tell you this. Get out your douche coin, because Carol Baskin has launched her own cryptocurrency.
Nice.
She tweeted, "I'm purring like a bobcat rolling in catnip," because, of course, the coin is named Cat. Now, its value is not really stable at all. They're saying it was about $16 a coin as of yesterday.
Yeah.
She does plan to offer coin holders some special perks, like, you know, live streams with her where you can hear her say live, "Hey, all you cool cats and kittens."
Uh-huh.
Discounts on merchandise. Here's more of what she wrote about it in the press release. "Our new cat coin is not a currency for investment, but rather a currency of our fans to show their love for the cats and reap the benefits of being our most forward-thinking partners in creating a world where all wild cats live free." Also, no word on her ex-husband.
Well, the way I saw it written, it has a dollar sign in front of it, so it kind of looks like scat.
Yeah, it does kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait until she starts offering NFTs. Non-fungible tigers.
Yes. Yeah. Around here today, we do have sunny skies, a high near, it says 6 on my page, but you told me it was in the mid-60s is what it's going to be today. Breezy, a north wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts as high as 30, clear tonight, a low down around 51, and then tomorrow, another chance for rain moving in the afternoon, increasing clouds throughout the day, a high again only in the mid to upper 60s for tomorrow. Right now, we're at 59 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.